Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
All right, here we go. Ready? Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. For those that didn't know, well, I'm about to tell you. We are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. We are the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. We are the voice the pro-murderers wish to silence. We are the patriots that the globalists despise. Well, we are the Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. If you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also follow me on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. Two different websites, one personal, one fan page as well. Keep you updated abreast of what's going on in the ministry, personal life, and the such. Speaking of transparency, what do you think of that? You can also follow me on Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. Again, that's BradleyDean1. And again, friends, the phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. You know, you just brought up your Twitter account. I want to go to Twitter for a second.
Twitter. Yeah, it sounds like we have the East Coast with the Twitter account.
Oh, I'd love the East Coast. I love the way they talk. But anyways, that's a sidetrack here. Gina Gentry Loudon. Gina Loudon, many of you know her as the gal who, she has a radio program out on the East Coast. Politichicks, thank you. Wow, that was the same. High five. Gina Loudon just Twittered this. She said, "Truth from my friend and fellow patriot warrior, Bradley Dean. Thanks, Bradley." And she posted the last column that you did.
What was it?
Right below that.
Which one? We do two a week.
Yeah, and we do it on a lot of outlets. They're all over the country. And I don't know which one it was.
And I'm trying to buy some time right now.
And then I just clicked on the link, and it's not showing up. It was a good one, though. I know that for sure. It had a lot of truth. And speaking of truth, truth for a new generation, right underneath that Twitter.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about Twitter here. Folks, if you're not into Twitter, that's fine. Some people are, so just bear with me for a second.
Same thing with Facebook, yes.
Truth for a New Generation, Bradley was speaking at that conference. It's drawing a lot of big names in evangelical apologetics circles. They're bringing us for an entirely different reason. They realize that Bradley Dean has a message for this generation that is different than most. Because it comes with power, it comes with anointing. I'm not saying anything about the other ones. I'm just giving you the specifics of what's happening here. Going into an area where most people don't go into, that being the public settings and the venues where the kids are completely lost. Not just lost in church youth groups, I'm saying lost altogether.
Well, isn't it, the word almost comes out to be fascinating to you that, you know, what we did for so long was public high schools and colleges and tea parties, and now the Lord's bringing in the, you know, the whole paradigm, now the churches.
Yep.
And when you look at the kids in the church today, they need the truth more than even the kids in the world, because they're so confused, because what they do is they think one way, they're taught one way, they see their parents live a different way, not in every case, but they see the hypocrisy, and then they are expected to live a certain way. Yet they see their parents act that way, and they're trying to make the distinction between that which is holy and that which is defiled.
Yep.
You know, so it's a hard place to be. It really is. But once you know the word and the law of the Lord, you begin to understand and to discern between that which is, you know, undefiled.
That's right.
And that which is holy.
There's a good quote.
I'm sorry, defiled and holy.
There's a good quote by to that topic of what you're saying. So you have kids that grow up in the church. They're thinking one way is the correct way. And Mark Twain came up with this quote, and I think it's a really good one. It ain't what you don't know that gets you into trouble. It's what you know for sure that just ain't so. So it's what you're so bent on thinking, this is Christ, this is how Christ does, yep. This is how Christ moves. But if it's not so, that's what's going to wind you up in trouble. But Truth for a New Generation is a conference. It's going to be in Charlotte. It'll be at the end of September. Bradley's going to be there doing a drum clinic as well. And then following that week, we're going to do another week. It's called Liberty Week, and stay tuned for that. And we'll tell you where that's going to be. That's also going to be in North Carolina. But a lot of cool things happening on that. Also, too, Modern Drummer. Part of this drum clinic, Bradley's going to be giving away a drum set. So all of his endorsers have coughed up gear, and they're going to be giving this away. So if you want the chance to win a free drum set, or you want that chance for your young son or daughter, go to Facebook on Sons of Liberty Radio. You can also follow it on Junkyard Prophet, which is the band that Bradley is the drummer of. Facebook page there, too. So you can get registered for that, a free drum set. Also, too, you know, I've just been kind of following the Twitter beat. We're still on here right now. Sarah Palin News has picked up every single column that we've been putting out. It's fantastic because not only does she got a lot of followers, but also the fact of when I'm looking through what they're covering on that, it's just great stuff, folks. And being united with patriots around the country is so essential and so important, especially in this day and age. We can't be divided, and when we're divided, we fall. When we're united, there is strength. That's about all for Twitter, but you can also see Sons of Liberty, SOL Media, the number one on Twitter, or Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter. As I continue through this, we just posted something on Facebook I think all of you will definitely enjoy. But before I get to that, because I'm not going to have time, this is about 2 minutes to the break here. Janet Randolph said this, and this is a great, fascinating, very good, interesting point. Some guy, and this is speaking about the Trayvon Martin case. Now, I don't know if you guys got to see, we posted this on Facebook yesterday. Glenn Beck said to Oprah Winfrey, "You disgust me." Why? Because she has gone through such traumatic, I mean, if anybody's seen The Color Purple, I believe is the name of the movie, that was basically her life. And she overcame unbelievable obstacles in her life to get to the point where she's at right now. Now, just because she makes $77 million a year, I think, somewhere and some change, that doesn't make her great, but it's what she's overcome to get to that point. And then she goes on and says that Trayvon Martin is a modern-day Emmett Till. And I encourage you to watch the video. Glenn Beck really breaks it down. He talks about Christian Newsom, the couple, him and his girlfriend, that were brutally, brutally beaten, raped in every way imaginable, you could think. And it was completely a heinous, based on race, crime. Five black people, including one female, did this to this young white couple. But Janet Randolph, when talking about this Zimmerman situation, and we've covered that before on the show, Janet was talking about Trayvon Martin and the case and, you know, how all these people like Oprah Winfrey are calling this the modern day Emmett Till. Give me a stinking break. I didn't think Emmett Till smoked dope. I didn't think Emmett Till was grabbing for somebody's gun, beating their head into the ground. I didn't think Emmett Till even had any guile in him. He merely whistled at a white woman. Janet said, some guy banging my head on the cement, starts feeling and reaching for my gun, is going to get shot. Not to kill, but to get him off me. As a whole lot of people seem to be missing that point. Folks, we cannot miss the point. We got to be vigilant, educated, and filled with knowledge so we don't miss the point. We'll be right back, Sons of Liberty Radio.
And in that order.
In that order.
Hey, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The sonsofliberty.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
I have have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977. It's interesting because what we were talking about at the first segment was those kids that are subjected to what they're subjected to in the church in America today. And guys, again, make the distinction between what the church is and what the church is not. I mean, let's be honest here. I mean, we went to a funeral this morning. Me and Jake cruised out to Wayzata, Minnesota to support one of our friends that lost his dad after 92 years. And, well, what was your synopsis? Because mine was like, okay, why do we have two women leading the way here?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, I know. And you know what? This may step on toes, but I don't really care, because when I went there, it was a beautiful building. That was my first thing. I was like, wow, this is like colonial, beautiful, beautiful area, everything like that. Then all of a sudden, you know, the pallbearers came up. This man was a veteran. The flag was there, and everything was really cool. And all of a sudden, the two women came up. One of them especially.
Pastors. Yeah.
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 No men pastors.
No.
They weren't there.
No.
And it wasn't, okay, so the women caught that. I get Deborah and the women in the Bible, et cetera. Notice that Deborah didn't ask for that mantle either. She called Barak to go lead the armies. He said, not without you.
Yeah.
Not Barak. Yep. Not Barak Hussein. It was more of a Jewish name or Hebrew name. But these two women came up, and the one, you know, I could handle the one a little bit. This other one had like this big old garb on. Like she was dressed up like a pope or something like that.
Yep.
I grew up Catholic, so that's my only reference.
She's got her diploma on the wall,
exactly.
And that's all that matters. Yep.
And it's like, I'm the head woman in charge here. And it's like, wait a second.
Yep.
Something is out of place. And it wasn't like, hey, I'm doing this because a man wouldn't do it. There was really a false sense of authority on her shoulders
pretended.
As she was sitting there.
Absolutely.
And it was offensive, because where in the world is the church going to, it's going backwards when you start doing that. And then you look at these denominations.
But to the women's credit, let's play fair here. A lot of women are standing up, and we talk about this at tea parties, where the women are actually standing up doing what the men should have done. And see, folks, when you begin to see things on nation under judgment, I can just go to Isaiah 3 really quick. Yeah. Verse 14, it says, as for my people, children are their oppressors. We're beginning to see that. And the women rule over them.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's but,
scary stuff.
To that point, because you're absolutely right. There is a lot of, well, man, we work with them almost on a daily basis.
Wow.
But this particular woman that I'm referring to, and many of you know the type, okay? There's different types. There's an exception to all of these things that we're talking about. This particular woman liked that position from my observation. It was like, yeah, I'm in charge and I'm here.
Yeah. I mean, listen, let me put it this way, too, because when we went there to support our friend, first of all, the whole time I was there, I could feel the loss. So I wasn't nitpicking, but it did bother me when I seen that too.
It was one of those and things, you're like in the flow, and then all of a sudden, what?
Yeah, it wasn't in place. It was trying to put a square into a round hole, and it just wasn't working out right. But the funeral was awesome. The point was, is women are beginning to rule over them. Let me finish what the Lord said there in Isaiah 3, verse 12. O my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err and destroy the way of thy paths, because they begin to operate out of emotion rather than principle.
Yep.
And that's not their job. And it's the man's job to do that. He goes on, the Lord standeth up to plead and standeth to judge the people. Mm-hmm. Now, the women are not going to stand up and plead for the people to bring forth judgment. Matter of fact, what you're seeing in the church today is when you bring up, especially in the prosperity movement, when you talk about prosperity and then you bring in the equation of judgment, well, prosperity is God and judgment to them is the devil.
Sure.
And that's scary stuff. And you're seeing, folks, you've seen this in this country since the 80s. Mm-hmm. And it is truly scary stuff, folks. When God is known by the judgments that he executes. Mm-hmm. Psalm 9:16. Not the other way. His very throne is established in righteousness and judgment, my friends.
Yeah.
A fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. We need to understand who he is. Just think, if we really let God have his way, which he's going to one way or another, under blessings or under judgment, but when God's people actually align themselves with God's purposes, we're going to know peace and righteousness in this country when we do what he told us to do.
Amen.
What to do.
And we have, you bring up in the beginning of every show, we're the Christians, we're the patriots, the globalists despise. Well, you see, evil has been running this earth ever since it's been created, because the serpent was in the garden, always trying to get God's creatures to stumble and to fall.
Mm-hmm.
So where there's liberty, or there's a blessing of God, guess who's going to try to attack?
And look at how he puts the question to the people. Hath God said?
Just to try
put
to
him into question. That's exactly right.
And you know, to wind it up, I was really at the funeral this morning. I was really blessed by the eulogy. It was a son speaking to a father. It was really great. It's just that little thing was definitely...
It was weird. It caught me off guard.
I know.
It really did. It was like,
wait a minute. Where's the pastor or whatever you want to call it? So this morning we posted on Facebook. Many of you that aren't liking the page, you need to like the page, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Somebody just posted and asked, where is it? Do you have podcast episodes on iTunes? Because you can listen to the show through iTunes. I appreciate all of you iTunes listeners. Go to our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can get the archives. We literally archive every show, probably about 45 minutes to an hour after every show is done. It's archived. And the links are right there on the website. Secondly, we also posted something that was just a little statement. We've been doing these for the past week. Obama says we're not a Christian nation, okay? I'm not beating that horse to death. We're just stating a fact. Thomas Jefferson disagrees. Let's
As
talk
he
about
attacks.
Our phone. Exactly.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
He would be the first to agree with that statement, though. We're not a Christian nation. Now, I don't understand how people give you grief. Why are you calling him a Muslim? I don't have to.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, for crying out loud, he says that it was the sound that he woke up hearing it ring his ears on your last call.
Well, you know he's got a monkey man in his pocket.
Yeah, he carries
that
around.
Okay, you guys can do a little Google search on the monkey man in his pocket.
That's right.
It's true.
And this goes into your last call, America's Crisis, Danger or Opportunity. I encourage you to check that out. We got another one coming tonight to be posted on News and Views. But this is what Thomas Jefferson says. I'm just going to give you three quotes. This will feed your soul. It will also embolden you to speak to the skeptics. God, who gave us life, gave us liberty. And can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are a gift of God?
Amen.
This was said in 1781. I believe that's up actually on the cap on his rotunda
in
Washington, D.C.
Yep.
I go on. Of all the systems of morality, this is Thomas Jefferson again, ancient or modern, which have come under my observation, none appears to me so pure as that of Jesus. So he's defining clearly the deity of Christ in the Christian religion.
Yep.
It's the most pure. He continues on. This is a third quote. And we'll post these on Facebook every... So you send these to your skeptic friends, your whatever type of friends you have, send them out. I tremble for my country, said Jefferson, when I reflect that God is just and that his justice cannot sleep forever. This is inscribed on the walls of the Jefferson Memorial in the nation's capital. So again, three clearly defining statements exalting the Christianity of our nation and how he applied it as a leader in
the
this
Christ
nation.
Of our nation, absolutely.
Of whom all good things come from. So thank you everybody on Facebook, you guys posting, you guys sharing, you sharing the comments. Recently, Tim Brown actually sent this to me from Freedom Outpost, and it was an article. And it's just fantastic. And I want to read just the first segment on it. It was a friend of his that said this. Congress is full of crooks because our pulpits are full of cowards.
Yep.
And the way that he defines this, he says, while visiting Montana, I ran across a church sign that said this, Congress is full of crooks because our pulpits are full of cowards.
Mm-hmm.
And his immediate reaction was he started laughing. And he said, amen. So then he went to visit the elders of that church just because he saw this going by. And they explained that this particular message had not been terribly well received by the pastors of the other local churches. He said, a few of these pastors were worried that the sign might have been made with them in mind specifically. My reaction, of course, was to them, well, if the shoe fits, buddy. But think about Christ when he gives the parables. Mm. And the Pharisees come and say, I perceive that he's speaking about us.
Yeah.
You know, the Father comes, digs a vineyard, builds the wall, and entrusts it to them. And what do? They beat the servants. Then eventually they kill the servants. Then he sends his son, and they kill him as well.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting that they perceived within themselves, as in Luke and in Matthew, they perceived that he spoke the parable against them, and then they go on, and then they try to catch him.
Yeah.
They try to actually take him by craft.
Mm-hmm.
After knowing that all the well, he just spoke that against them. And that's exactly what he did at length. That's exactly right. So they knew exactly what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so when people look at the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites, the Herodians, the political hypocrites, they knew exactly what they were doing. And by the way, they fall under the category of those that are wicked in the Bible. So the wicked know what they do, friends. So you don't look at the wicked and say, oh, Lord, bless them. No. Lord, bless them in thy truth and bring forth righteousness by bringing forth public judgments according to the threat.
That's right.
And when you're talking about the wicked, you got Planned Parenthood. They murder babies in the womb at will. They know exactly what they're doing. God have mercy on them?
No.
Are you kidding me?
No.
What about the sodomites? I mean, we just seen another guy in Michigan today get busted for here's a backward sense of mercy, my friends. In Michigan, he was busted. A pedophile was busted molesting an 8-year-old kid. Okay. The teachers in that school district got together and said, he's not a pedophile. He's not a repeat offender. Are you listening to what's going on? Does that person deserve mercy? No, but you have a bunch of teachers in that school district that are attempting to throw mercy where mercy is not due at all. Judgment is the answer to bring about mercy.
Let's let their little kids spend the night at his house.
That's right.
It's not a repeat.
That's right.
I mean, doesn't that solve it? If you want to show mercy,
it's
then...
It's sick. I would check and vet every one of those teachers that are attempting to show mercy to that pedophile.
Yep.
Because rest assured, they're guilty of the same thing in one sense or another. Maybe in thought or indeed. Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Want to kick off Longevity really quick? We just got a call.
Oh, Longevity?
Yes.
Yeah, we have a... You can go to sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Did I say
longevity? It gives you longevity. You're thinking longevity. But it's Youngevity.
It's been a day. But I'm not tired, so there's no excuse. No excuse at all. That one is just sheer stupidity, friends.
Sons of Liberty... You know what? It's called Sons of Liberty Team.
Yes.
Sons of Liberty Team. I'm going to it right now just because I want to kind of describe this. Now, I started taking Youngevity. Oh, what was it? I guess they have some professional basketball player that's endorsing it now. But the reason I did it is because it mixes your vitamins with minerals that are absolutely essential. And these are minerals that have been pulled out of the soil long ago because the way that we farm, we don't do what the Bible says to let the land rest. Sometimes we artificially try to put those nutrients
seven
back
years.
Into the soil.
Amen.
Yeah, you go, what is it, 6 and then 7 year, let it rest, that sort of thing.
Nope.
But if you look at,
Isn't that amazing?
Tangy Tangerine is the stuff that I take. Take it every single morning. Now, I'm, in my 30s, early 30s, and I don't know that I necessarily need vitamins to feel good today, but I know that in 10 more years, I'm going to notice a difference if I don't. And it was the same thing when I was a kid. My mom fed me lots of vegetables, lots of fruits. I don't have the health issues that many people have. I don't have the weight issues that many people have. I don't have any of those things, and I think it was because it was planted in me early.
Yeah.
So each one of us, we got to think preventatively. A lot of people wait until it's too late, then they go to the doctor, and they spend this big doctor bill of a couple hundred bucks or maybe a couple $1,000, depending on what it is.
Yeah.
And because they say, well, these vitamins, they cost so much per month. I think it's like 40, 50 bucks a month I spend on these things. But I would rather spend $50 a month than have to all of a sudden one day have to get my liver replaced or my heart go bad or any of these things. And that costs tens of thousands of dollars. So either spend it now or you spend it later.
That's right.
And you can also...
Prevention is better than cure. Isn't it interesting? Oftentimes when you talk about prevention is better than cure, people look at that as a negative. Well, there's rules. There's this. There's that. No. Wait a second. That's right. If you eat right, guess what? You don't have to... you are preventing any issues down the road. It's real simple. And so many different ways we can bring that analogy forth. But
it is. A lot of people use this. And I get it, man. There's some people, I don't know how they've lived as long as they have with the way that they care about their health. Some people smoke for like 60, 70 years, and they're still puffing.
Yep.
And they have no issues. They may talk like this, but other than that, they're okay. But I look at that, and the people that are the most unhealthy always use them. Well, what about that guy? Well, what about...
Of course.
Like, okay, if that's what you want to do. You can call this number, 855-252-TEAM. That's 8326 if you don't have one of those, the numbers on your phone. 855-252-TEAM. And you can order Youngevity. I encourage you to do it. I encourage you to get started on that. Get your, what is it, I take the Tangy Tangerine. There's a variety of other things. There's pollen burst that will replace coffee. It's more of a natural use of kind of spike, pick me up, that sort of thing.
Yep.
There's citrus punch. But the website is sonsoflibertyteam.com. And you can get all the information on there. Call the 800 number. It's right on the website as well, sonsoflibertyteam.com. And just look into this. It's worth it for your longevity. It's worth it for your children. I mean, right now I've got my kids taking vitamins. Why? Because I want to plant the right stuff in there. We try to eat stuff out of the garden in the summer when it's possible, because in the winter here in Minnesota, the ground is frozen.
Yeah.
And so you can't get that. But then you freeze your stuff. So it's just important to look at this stuff. If we're going to win this war, longevity is what's going to do it. And our enemies aren't just going to go away because we beat them once. Remember, the British came back in the 1800s, the War of 1812.
Do you think that they had longevity back then?
They had real food back then, actually. They actually grew their food. They had gardens. There was vitamins in the food. They would store the food. You know, so I don't know if you'd call it longevity.
You know what I did?
The same things in longevity.
The other day we were in the grocery store. I actually, you ever seen Popeye spinach?
Yes.
You know, I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
Choo-choo.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the finish when me eats me spinach, because I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
Nice right? work.
So what I did is I bought the can and I put it up on top of the fridge.
Yeah.
And that stuff looks nasty.
Yeah. It,
you've talked.
Definitely.
Gross.
Gross.
Okay. But I showed them the pipes
That's
and
right.
the extensor capri radius and lunges and the flexor capri radius and lunges concerning Popeye's muscles.
Yeah.
His muscles, right?
Muscles.
And so what I did is I put it up on top of the fridge. And I showed them what it looked like, and they said, gross, Dad. But I said, it may be gross, but you know what? It's good for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I did that. I used that. Well, it was similar to that. I went on YouTube, and I Googled Popeye the Sailor. No. My grandmother had a video of that. This was, I don't even remember when this was, a year ago or so. So we popped it in, and they watched it, right? He gets the spinach. He gets really strong. Him fighting Bluto or whatever. The next
Brutus.
Brutus, thank you.
Yeah.
Pluto,
and his wife was olive oil.
Yeah. Real pretty thing.
Yeah.
So after they watch this, we get home, and I eat spinach. Not because I like it. Frankly, I can't stand it. But I eat it because I know it's good for you. It's a very dark green. Joshua starts saying, hey, I want some spinach. All my kids started eating spinach just by psychologically seeing that.
Yeah.
But look at even the goodness in cartoons back then. I'm not trying to get deep on this, but the fact is, it wasn't drugs
they were using. Right, right.
It was healthy food.
Yeah, now you go into a gas station, almost any given gas station, you got a 14-pack of Reese's Pieces. I'm sorry, guys. Pieces peanut butter cups, and it's like, okay. I mean, that's healthy. I mean, you don't go in there and see a 14-pack. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but the point is, yeah, you don't see a bag of carrots. You do if you're looking for it, but isn't it interesting where they place it?
Yeah.
It's like out of scope, out of mind. And it's like out of sight. It's like, why don't you put some of that stuff right up in the front? Because that's not what they're appealing to. They're trying to make America fat.
That's right.
And it's not good for you, friends.
And my grandfather said, we never had fat people when I grew up.
Yes.
Once in a while, maybe. But now you just walk down the street. It's like, ooh.
Yeah, go to Japan. The only fat people you see, there's the sumo wrestlers.
That's
and
right.
they ain't fat under that fat. It's muscles. And that big diaper they wear, right? Or the Chinese. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah.
What do they eat? Rice and vegetables.
Strict diet every single day.
But longevity.
SonsOfLibertyTeam.com. Sons of Liberty Team. Get your vitamins. Get your minerals. Encourage you to do it, folks. Join the team. We've done it. I take it. It's good stuff.
You got the hat and the t-shirt and so on and so forth.
Every month it comes to my doorstep.
We just did that little infomercial because we had some people calling in about it, so we wanted to give you the information, so we led you right.
And there's also an 800 number there on the website. I'll give it to you in case you don't have internet. You probably do, but 855-301 and the word team. That's 8326. 855-301-TEAM. So you can call and get information. But I encourage you, get with this guy. We've vet him. It's Dr. Joe Wallach. He's also on the GCN network, and he knows his stuff. He knows how to mine the minerals that you're going to need in your body to give you that longevity so you can continue to be a son or daughter of liberty and not be like one of those shooting stars that just fizzles out. You can stay.
You don't want that.
No, sir.
No.
We don't want to burn. Well, We will burn, but we don't want to burn out quickly if we don't have to. It's not a necessity.
I agree. I mean, that's a great assessment, Jake. It really, truly is. And what I'm trying to do right now is I'm trying to bring us over to the resolutions of Jonathan Edwards. And when I go to the New Testament again, I look over at Scripture. And as I look at it, I see this. I see, "In this I pray that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment." And then he goes on and he says, "That you may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere with and without offense till the day of Christ." Then he talks about being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ. And what are they, Jake? Ephesians 5, righteousness, goodness, and
truth.
Thank you, sir. And so in saying that, I think it would be a good topic just to go over, just to show you the difference and make the distinction between the new preachers of the day. You know what's also interesting about preachers of the day? You look at them, and it's just this false peace.
It's a glamour shot, man.
It's like, what are you smiling about, dude? On your account, you're going to have to answer to God for 300,000, or I'm sorry, for how many babies that were murdered today in America, and you're smiling?
Yeah.
And you look at the preachers of old, like the Finneys and the John Wesleys. I mean, these guys, when you look at their original paintings, my friends, and pictures in some cases, they look like they went through hell backwards. Mm-hmm. But yet the modern preacher, he's got this glow about him, and he's got this big smile on his face. And I'm looking at him like, what are you smiling about? You know, I mean, remember what we were talking about on the way to the funeral this morning? Martin Luther, the reformer, said that the man that's ready for judgment is the man that longs to be freed from sin. And when we're freed from sin, guess what we do is we preach out against sin. So let's go back to the Jonathan Edwards. What's he famous for?
Great Awakening.
Okay. And what was his famous of his sermons? Which one?
Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God.
Just think about that. And when you read that, it is like, whoa, wait a second. You're hanging by a thread over hell. Because of God's mercy, you haven't fallen in. You begin to notice all the Deuteronomy, the Old Testament scriptures in there, driving it to what? To Christ. So these men, just like John Adams, we were talking about yesterday, what motivated John Adams, the Colossus of Independence, the second president of the United States, to do what he did? What drove him? The fear of God.
Right.
And it wasn't
rewards and punishments, he said.
That's right. And it wasn't diabolical. It was filial. He understood. So did his wife. But when we begin to look at the resolution of Jonathan Edwards, he understood grace. He didn't take grace and he didn't turn it into lasciviousness. He didn't turn it into licentiousness. He didn't turn it into the works of the flesh. He didn't turn it in as some sort of counterfeit pass. No, he took it for what it said. And why did he do that? Because he's seen the price of redemption. And when the body of Christ in America, by the way, P.S., begins to see what this is about, it's not about us, it's about seeking and saving that which is lost. Then and only then, when we look to the cross of Jesus Christ and see the price paid for the sins of the world, guess what we're going to do? We're going to respond in gratitude, and we're going to serve him. And serving him is what? What is his end aim? Souls. That's his purpose. But let's talk about the resolutions by Jonathan Edwards. He said, number one, resolve that I will do all. He said, I think or say to the glory of God and not to take into consideration my own comfort, profit, or pleasure. Wow, he understood the cross. They that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And by the way, the Spirit goes the opposite direction of your will. Because we're not born of the will of the flesh. We're born of the will of the Spirit. And guess what happens when we're born of the will of the Spirit? We do the things of the Spirit. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. Number two. Resolved, if ever I shall fall and grow dull so as to neglect to keep any of these resolutions, I shall repent when I come to my senses again. I shall repent when I come to my senses again. He didn't want to grow dull.
Yeah.
He wanted to stay hot. Wait, doesn't the Bible say that we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire? Yeah, we weren't born in the smoke. And if you're not born in the smoke, you're not going to settle for the smoke. Right? Because you were born in the fire. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We'll come back, talk about some more of these resolutions of Jonathan Edwards. 1-877-807-9977. Last chance.
Hey everyone, this is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty. And we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member. and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the Constitutional Course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
1-877-807-9977. Getting emails, getting phone calls off air. Again, folks, lines are open. It's all yours. 52 countries plus America. Several affiliates across the United States of America are listening to you now, making it your show because it's about you. We can do this if we come together, correct? Speaking of grace, Jonathan Edwards. Resolutions. He said, Romans 12:1 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Whew. Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, that doesn't mean you're not in the world, friends. We're not getting weird like that. Jesus Christ came in the flesh. So in other words, he is here. He's alive forevermore in heaven. And by the Holy Ghost, he's here in the earth. Okay? So in saying that, we do all that we do as a sacrifice unto him because of the gratitude that we have for him. He who's been forgiven much, loves much. Yes.
When you love much, you're going to do much.
Amen.
I mean, isn't that how we know?
I can't help myself.
Tell you what, I just got to work. Mm-hmm. I got to work for the Lord.
That's right.
What did Martin Luther King Jr. say? If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. If you can't crawl, then just keep on moving.
Amen. I just had a guy down here from Minneapolis, kind of a, well, how do I say it respectfully? I do respect him. He's a really cool guy. He's a high-powered attorney. And when I was talking to him, He's kind of a media guy, right?
Yeah.
And he's intrigued with the ministry. So he came down and I said, no, come on down. I want you to come into my world. I want you to know who we are always. As do we open that door for anybody and everybody? Except if you don't like us, of course. But anyways, he said, Bradley, he goes, when I first came in here, he said, I've seen all the things that you're doing. He goes, you need to slow down a little bit.
He did.
Oh, he did. And I looked at him and I said, you know what? I understand that. But you know, the bottom line is the more you serve the things of God, the more you sell out to His purposes. And the more you sell out to His purposes, the more you enter into the joy of the Lord as you bear the cross, Hebrews 12. Mm-hmm. And to a carnal mind, that's weird. But to me, it really isn't weird. How much do I love God? Well, I can show you how much I love God by how much I love mankind.
Yep.
And that is love, and it's a demonstration of love. But I don't feel that way. Paul talked about in the book of Colossians how that grace within him strived mightily. He was always seeking to do more. Story that comes to my aid right now is MLK again, Martin Luther King Jr. back in the 60s. You know, Andrew Young, the mayor of Atlanta, told me and Jake, we spent a couple hours with him. He had actually told us, he said, you know, there was points where he wouldn't sleep for days. And Martin always felt that he wasn't doing enough. Folks, let me tell you what, it's supernatural grace. That is the grace of God that seeks to please our Heavenly Father. Yep. And by the way, let's go back to MLK again. Was he not a preacher? Mm-hmm. Yes, he was.
Did he lay down his life for mankind? Yes.
In every sense of the word.
You know, you gave the analogy of
MLK. Sorry, in every sense of the word as a righteous preacher, anointed of God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you look at that analogy of that you used to give about, well, you still give it, about your childhood friend whose father... No, it was the guy you used to mow the lawn for. He would sleep on his desk for a couple hours, wake up, and then just keep doing it over and over again.
Owns the train in Stillwater.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So the world will even know to pursue that which it loves. Is
yep.
it going to be the love of money or mammon or your belly, or is it going to be the love for the risen Savior? Now, yeah. I was not one of those guys in the world that, you know, wouldn't sleep because I was pursuing money. I was just pursuing as a stupid kid whatever I wanted to do at that particular time. But when I got Christ, this is what I'm saying is I entered into that realm when Christ saved me.
Yeah.
Now I understood what it was like to actually love something.
Yeah.
Not pursuing after the means of the world, though I did that, but it wasn't to the extent where I would break myself for it.
Yeah.
Some men do that, but that was where I got that life. The Lord just infused it in me, and it is a grace that works within you.
Well, look at Peter, Andrew, John, yep. James, the disciples. Well, many of them were stinky fishermen.
Yep.
What they were doing, they were already in motion by the Spirit.
Yeah.
They just didn't know who to follow at that time until Christ said, follow me, and they left their nets and their father's ships, and they took off after him. And that's
fishers
really what
of men.
Yeah, dude, I was just thinking this. You know, even in the local rock and roll scene 17 years ago, a lot of those rock and roll dudes are now serving Christ.
Yeah.
They were serving themselves, and God came in, converted the heart, Psalm 19:7, Galatians 3:24, and what did he do after that? Well, who are they serving now? They're serving the people, because
Amen.
That's what it's about.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's, you know, for many of them that were fortunate enough to live through those years that they gave to the cruel one, they were able to come to the conclusion of, wow, I've seen everything that the world really has to offer. And this is, you know, I hate that one. Well, you're going to be empty until you follow Jesus.
Yeah, the vacuum.
Like it's an like a vacuum thing. But there is a truth to this. You will not find what you are looking for in this world. It's just not there at all.
Yeah.
I didn't. I just explained it before. It wasn't until Christ filled my heart that then all of a sudden I became on fire for a purpose.
Yeah.
It's actually living for something.
If you go back to your original statement, it's interesting that the world doesn't serve. Sin charges you a lot more than you want to pay, and it keeps you a lot longer than you want to stay.
Oh,
that is until you meet Christ. But I just say this to those people that are lukewarm. How is the world ever given to you the way that fills you? And your spiritual man, the only way God can give it to you. God is the only one that can actually do
that.
Right. There's nothing in this earth that can. And the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. What is added unto us? Spiritual blessings in heavenly places, far above all principality and power. We're seated in heaven. I mean, it all goes back to him in heaven again. And the Bible says we're supposed to set our affections on the things of Christ, where he sitteth at the right hand of the Father, not the things of this world.
Yeah.
Because David said he's a sojourner. He said he's a stranger in this earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. So he understood all the well that, God, you are the only thing that I have here.
Yeah.
And the scripture tells us that if we seek you with our whole heart, we'll find you.
Amen.
Notice what I said, your whole heart. So where your treasure is, my friends, there will your heart be also. What is your treasure? Everybody knows what your treasure is.
Yeah.
Because at length, that's exactly what you serve.
That's what a lot of people say. Well, God will give me the desires of my heart. But if you read that verse, that delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Why? Because you're delighting yourself in the Lord. So your desires are him. And of course, he's going to meet that up.
I spent some time with George Thormont, friends with Smith Wigglesworth, 20 years ago. Just got saved 17 years ago, sorry. And I remember sitting there. Were you with me?
No, huh? I didn't get to see him.
Oh, okay. He died.
Mm-hmm.
He was like 80-some years old. But I spent some time with him, and he said, he asked me to pray. He said, what was it? What would you like me to, you know, pray? And I said, well, I have a desire for a wife. And I said, this is what I want. And he just looked at me, an 80-some-year-old man, and just kind of rebuked me. And it was a rebuke. I could feel it. And he said, Bradley, those are his desires, yeah, not yours.
And give me the desires of my heart, right?
Amen. That which glorifies Jesus Christ, that's what we ask for, not the other way around. And what we see is we see people get over here and they get into the doctrine of gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy, and they miss the whole purpose of what God sent his son Jesus Christ for on the earth in the first place.
Yeah.
And what they want is they want possessions, when in fact, folks, there is no such thing as a bunch of luggage racks on the, yep, top of a hearse.
Yep.
And Paul said, it's certain that I came in with nothing, and it's certain that I'll go out with nothing. So we better make sure. By the way, that was the great lesson for me today at the funeral. We're all going to go.
Yeah.
And life is but a vapor. And when you look at this particular man, 92 years old, that is borrowed time, friends. When you read Psalm 90, you're promised 70 years, 80 in strength.
Yeah.
But when you think about that 90 years, 92 years, you could ask my wife's grandma is 90 some years old. She just missed the Titanic, but she, one of her heroes was Roosevelt. She can talk about all that all the way up to the present. And you want to talk about a plethora and a wealth of wisdom. I'm telling you, it's there. But you can ask her, what was it like when you were so-and-so? Oh, I can tell you exactly. It was just like it was yesterday. We're not promised tomorrow, friends. 94. Thank you, honey. My little boy just told me 94.
94 seconds?
Wow. 94 years old, my grandma. Well, my wife's grandma is. But they can remember it like it was yesterday. Why would we want to play with the fact that we have to answer our Father? And by the way, that's not a fearful thing in the sense of, oh, I'm afraid to do it. Yes, it's awful. But you also want to do what you can do while you're here to please Him.
Mm-hmm.
A wise son, a wise daughter make the glad father.
I was reading a commentary on knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. And I used to think, well, we persuade men because of the terror of the Lord. They might go to hell at the end. But it's really the opposite. It's knowing the terror of the Lord. As us as Christians,
that's right.
Now we're going to go persuade him, like, knowing we're going to give an account to our Father for the gifts that he gave us. Did we give it to somebody else? So the terror is for us.
That's right.
It's not for those that we're going to reach. And I was thinking about, you know, because we were talking, I watched a video last night for a little bit about grace and salvation and Calvinism and Arminianism, etc. And I just thought, okay, it's a wonderful debate, and I understand that. But when I was sitting down, when I was down in South Carolina, and I believe there's relevance and importance. I mean, that's the doctrine which solidifies your heart.
Yeah.
But when I was sitting down in I think it was North Carolina, we were at a cafe or some kind of buffet, and we were having fellowship, is what they call it, where you eat. It's fellowship. We were sitting there. My thought was, it was a good discussion with the pastor and stuff. And I thought, they're great guys. I wanted to get out there, and I wanted to give some tracts to the waitresses. I mean, if your heart is always bent on reaching people,
amen,
let the doctrine fall into place there, but your primary
that's where
focus
the life is at.
To reach people.
That's where the life's at, and that's why
that
they're trying to figure out.
That's right. That's right. Folks, if you want to become a son or daughter of liberty, I encourage you to do so. We are engaged right now at this point in our culture. It's always pivotal because the enemy is always lurking, seeking whom he may devour. We have referral after referral on our website. I encourage you to go there. If you would like to become a donor, please do. It's how we keep on the air, folks. Your support. You can count on us to bring this message, folks. We can count on you for your support. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Make a donation or become a son or daughter of liberty.
Talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.